All right, it is 9 a.m. on December 6, 2019. This is the time and date scheduled for pre-hearing conference. In the case is caption, Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, renewal number one to permit NACC-1302 application. This is PSC case number RC-19-189. And Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, renewal 9 to permit NACC-1302 application, PSC case number RC-19-190. This is OAH file number 2019-0419. My name is Judge Hope Hogan, and I have been assigned to act as the procedural administrative law judge for the formal hearing in this case. Appearing telephonically for our hearing today is Attorney Wade Mann, who's appearing on behalf of Coyote Creek Mining Company. Attorneys Derek Broughton, J.J. England, and Carrie Goetz on behalf of Casey and Julie Voigt. And Special Assistant Attorney General John Hsu on behalf of the Public Service Commission. I've called this pre-hearing conference on behalf of a request for Mr. Hsu for this conference. So I'll start with you, Mr. Hsu. Did you have any particular issues you wanted to discuss this morning?
Yes, Your Honor. There are a couple things that I was looking to discuss, and I think just the general procedure that the hearing will follow, the manner that it should proceed, as well as I'm anticipating a number of experts being in taking part in this hearing, and if staff is going to be advising the commission on these, they would probably need the opportunity to review some materials or have some sort of notice of what's going to be discussed prior to the hearing. So those are the two main issues that I was looking to discuss.
All right. And just for clarification, Mr. Hsu, are you going to be acting as advocacy or advisory counsel for the commission?
Your Honor, I'll be advisory counsel for the commission.
Okay. Is the commission planning to have advocacy counsel?
No, there should be no advocacy counsel in this hearing.
Okay. I'll start with you, Mr. Hsu. What is there a certain procedure that you're proposing for the hearing?
I did discuss this with staff a little bit, and it seems, especially since the commissioners didn't take part in the informal conference, they're not really privy to what was discussed in a lot of the materials, that if we did take it issue by issue, I think it would be more clear for them if we proceeded in that manner. And so I guess that it would be what I would be proposing.
And if I, and you issued a letter this week asking the parties to clarify what the issues are for the hearing?
Yes, Your Honor.
And I believe that deadline is Monday, correct?
That's right.
So the commission would prefer the witnesses to provide testimony addressing each issue in turn?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Mann, are you okay with proceeding in that manner?
Going topic by topic and have each of the parties address the topics one by one, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's my understanding what the commission's requesting.
Sure. Yeah, Kyle Creek would be fine with that procedure.
Okay. Do you know the number of witnesses you're anticipating?
Yeah, I do. At this point, Your Honor, I anticipate just two witnesses, Don Steffen and Jessica Unruh, same as at the informal. That's what we're planning right now.
Okay. And Mr. Broughton, are you okay with the procedure proposed as far as going issue by issue?
Yep, we're fine with that.
Okay. And how many witnesses do you plan on having?
I don't know for certain yet. I would say 3 to 6.
Okay. And let's talk about the order of presenting witnesses. And I don't know how, what procedure you use at the informal conference, but I would assume Coyote Creek would be presenting their witnesses first, Mr. Mann?
I don't think so, Your Honor. I think the voice would go first. That was how it was at the informal, and they're the ones challenging the permit. So I think, and they have the burden on renewal, so I think it would be more appropriate for the voice and their witnesses to go first.
All right. Mr. Broughton, are you okay with that?
Yeah, we're comfortable going first for the formal hearing.
Okay. Let's see. And then, Mr. Hsu, as far as experts, is the commission looking for expert reports or being filed prior to the hearing, or just notice of what they plan to testify about, or what exactly is the commission looking for?
Your Honor, I think all of the above. It's not that we need to know what exactly their testimony is going to be, but if there are materials that they are going to be presenting, the opportunity for, I think, our experts on staff to review that, just to be able to speak to it at the hearing, put in the record, would be beneficial for the commission.
What would be the last date that they would want to receive those materials?
Well, it's already pretty close to the hearing date.
Yep, that's why I'm asking.
I would think probably 5 days before the hearing would probably be a time that they would need.
Okay. Mr. Mann, do you anticipate presenting any expert witness materials?
Your Honor, we don't have any retained experts that we are going to have. I think both Ms. Unruh and Mr. Steffen, are both experts, in their field. But we're not going to retain an outside expert to prepare a report that we intend to submit to the commission.
Okay. Mr. Broughton?
Well, one of the things I wanted to bring up today, I'm sorry, Your Honor, maybe I should ask what your question was first before I jump into that. Are you just asking if we have experts?
If they're going to be presenting materials, and whether they could be presented or provided to the commission, 5 days prior to the hearing.
Okay, and so they'll be, offering opinion testimony. I'm not at all opposed to the idea, and I think it's a good idea to provide some kind of outline or report. We would ask the same from Coyote Creek for their witnesses. But the problem we have, and we've talked to Mr. Hsu about this a little bit, we had talked about providing an additional statement by Monday, and we're talking at this point about 5 days prior, which is essentially early next week, providing these, and I just have to say it's just not feasible for us. We're intending to file a motion today on this topic, but Mr. England and I have been in the midst of preparing for a trial. We've had litigation going for years, and we have a 4-day trial next week. And we're both going to be in trial all of next week. We've asked Carrie Getz to step in to try and help out here, but even with the additional help, we have a new attorney trying to come up to speed, and now we essentially have a compressed timeline where we had a motion filed yesterday. There's a motion on a conflict that we're going to file that we filed in the informal proceeding. We have, an additional statement requested by Monday, expert reports by next Tuesday or Wednesday, and preparing for a formal hearing all by the 16th. It's just not feasible for us. Even if we weren't in trial all of next week, it would be difficult, but with Mr. England and I both in trial next week, I am not opposed to anything that anyone's discussing. I think it's all a good idea, but I just don't see how we're going to be able to get all of that done.
And so you said you're planning on filing a motion today about timing of the hearing?
A motion to continue the hearing, yes.
Okay. Would the other parties like to wait and respond to that motion, or do you want to talk about it now? Mr. Mann?
Your Honor, I guess Coyote Creek would oppose continuance. It's really no secret when, or at least the narrow time frame within which this hearing was going to take place. Smacker is very explicit in the timing in which all of these things occur. You know, the informal hearing, when that must take place, the formal hearing, if one's requested, when that must take place. I mean, the 3814.130 that addresses the hearings, subpart 3, that provision says a hearing must be held within 30 days of a request for a formal hearing. There's not a lot of leeway there. Your Honor, frankly, we're talking about issues that were, it's the same issues that are being covered that were covered at the informal. So, there's nothing new. There's really nothing new to prepare for. And the issues at the informal were primarily issues that have been brought up against the mine for the past, 5 years on some of these issues. So we would oppose any continuance of the hearing.
Mr. Mann, do you know the date the request for the hearing was made?
The request for the formal?
Right.
Not offhand. I could look in the file or the docket.
Okay. I was just wondering how close we were to that 30 days.
Your Honor, I think we're coming up pretty close to that 30 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Hsu, it's my understanding that the timing of the hearing has already been informally discussed between the parties. Does the commission have a position on that issue?
Yes, Your Honor. I did bring it up with them, and I was initially agreeable to pushing off the hearing, but after discussing with the commissioners, they did look at their schedules, and the hearing would probably be pushed off quite a while. I don't think we'd be able to reschedule this for quite a period of time with their schedules. And I know that they were interested in keeping it within the 30 days, too, unless probably the party stipulated to do it.
Okay. Mr. Broughton, I'll let you file your motion today, and then if there's any response by the other parties, if you just want to formally or informally file a response, given what I'm hearing, the mandatory language in the statute and the commission's schedule, it seems like a continuance might not be something that's feasible or reasonable in this case, but I will address that once the motion's filed. Are there other issues the parties want to talk about?
Your Honor, given that, I guess our position is that first, the commissioners aren't aware of the details of why we would be asking for a continuance. So I'd appreciate being able to get that in front of them as well, because I think their desire to keep the hearing date was without the benefit of any of our explanation of why we're asking for a continuance. The commission has requested some additional statement by Monday. We've talked about the some kind of reports for experts. If we are moving ahead with the hearing as planned, although we did tell Mr. Hsu we thought we could get that done by Monday, at this point it's just not feasible, and we would object to being required to do those things just because under the time constraints and the fact that we're already needing to bring a new attorney on and we're going to be in trial all next week, it's just not feasible for us to do that. And if we're going to hold hard and fast to the rules, then I don't think the rules require us to do those things either.
Well, I guess my problem with not getting that stuff done is that it makes the hearing a lot harder for everybody. I mean, I think the hearing would just go smoother if we had a better idea of how many witnesses we're going to have and, you know, the scope of what they're going to be testifying about. If those dates are pushed back, Mr. Broughton, do you think you could get that stuff filed? I mean, I think anything you can file is going, if we're keeping the hearing on the 16th and the 17th, anything you can file is going to be helpful.
I guess what I can say is I would do my best, but, you know, it's probably going to be next Friday until, unless the trial gets done early before we're going to be able to get to that. I would do my best to get that filed, and I do agree with everyone that that would all be helpful. It's just, you know, if everybody is going to insist on following the rules strictly, then I think we're going to do the same.
Mr. Hsu, did you want to respond at all?
Yes, Your Honor, I guess briefly. I think if you do look even under a strict reading of the rules, any petition for a hearing would require a much more clear and concise statement than what was provided. I know it's supposed to fall back to 2832, and under even just the general rules of practice or procedure would require that. I'm not hard and fast on the times. I think they should have that part of the hearing, so they know exactly what they're addressing and how to prepare, and even to what areas of the permit that they're looking at, as well as what the voice are specifically requesting. I think staff has a pretty good idea of, based upon the informal conference and also what you guys even provided previously as well. So I'd be willing to certainly be a little more flexible on the timing of it, but I think having and even for providing the any expert reports or who and what they will be generally presenting, I'm willing to be flexible on that too. It doesn't necessarily have to be 5 days, but I think these are things that should be provided prior to the hearing.
Your Honor, may I respond?
Sure, absolutely.
Our formal hearing request cites to the record there was an entire informal conference on these issues, so I think that these parties have a fairly good idea themselves of what we're going to provide. We had a different formal hearing. We disagree with Mr. Mann, who attempts to characterize this as all the same issue. There are similar issues, but we've acquired and gathered new evidence on these issues, including additional soil borings and things of that nature. But, you know, we had a formal hearing on the same mines permit. And the request for formal hearing was one sentence written by our client for that one. Additionally, to the extent Mr. Hsu is arguing that there's some sort of insufficient pleading, again, if we're going to hold hard and fast to rules, I think the remedy for that is to file a motion for a more definite statement. And I don't think that one party can unilaterally just set deadlines for us to supplement materials at their demand.
I'm a tad bit confused, Mr. Broughton. Are you saying that you have new evidence since the informal conference or since the last formal hearing?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Your Honor. Probably shouldn't have brought that up, but I was responding to something Mr. Mann said. We do not have new evidence since the informal hearing. I was just saying that although some of these issues are the same as were brought up at a formal hearing several years ago, this proceeding is based on new evidence on those issues, but we do not have new evidence since the informal hearing. It would be the same issues and essentially the same evidence from the informal hearing.
So same issues, same evidence from the informal hearing?
Correct.
Okay. And Mr. Hsu, the PSC has looked at that, and they would like more specificity?
Yes, sir. We spoke during the last commission meeting. The three sat down, and specifically the portfolio holder requested more particularity and more specifics into the filing, to which the three all agreed that more should be provided.
Okay. Well, Mr. Broughton, I'm going to ask that you try to provide more specificity by the 13th. I mean, I understand it sounds like your plate's pretty full this week, but I think that could be helpful for making this hearing go smoother. Okay, are there other issues that the parties want to discuss?
Your Honor, I guess regarding the 13th, I would request that it would be maybe by the end of the day on the 12th, just due to the fact that staff, while I'm probably available to it, I won't have the availability of my staff if they receive it after hours.
Okay. Okay, we'll make it close of business on Thursday, December 12th.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, anything further you wanted to discuss, Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, just that additional issue regarding the expert testimony of witnesses and reports that may be filed, too. If that could be a matter for the end of the 12th, too, I think that would be preferable as well.
Okay. Yeah, so if we have any experts that are planning to provide reports or other materials, I think it is fair that those get filed before by the 12th, just so that the commission can have a chance to review those, because otherwise I think it's kind of catches them off guard and forces them into a position where they're reviewing them at the hearing.
Your Honor, if I could maybe put a question out to Mr. Hsu about the timing. The 12th, I'm still in trial to the end of the 12th, and so that's extremely difficult, and I think requesting it and demanding it by the end of the 12th for us is highly prejudicial. What I'd request is, could we at least make it noon on Friday so that I have some time after my trial to at least take a look at what we're going to be submitting?
I think I'd be fine with that. I think the afternoon at least, depending on, of course, what's provided, that for the, I guess, the request for the hearing, that will definitely be fine. For the materials, I'm assuming if it is the same as the informal conference for the vast majority of it, that would provide enough time for the staff to review that in the afternoon, so just so they know what would be discussed coming into the hearing.
All right, so we'll modify that deadline to noon on December 13th.
Your Honor, this is Wade Mann. I don't have any objection to that, to the extent, I guess I'm not sure what to be expecting with respect to any expert reports. I mean, to the extent that we get a voluminous report or reports and, you know, need to try to get through those in, you know, sometime Friday afternoon or Saturday or Sunday before the hearing. I mean, I think I would want to be able to reserve the right to issue some sort of written rebuttal or response to any report, you know, that's issued on that Friday afternoon before the hearing on Monday. I mean, I don't know at this point, but I mean, it could be a problem if I get, you know, a lot of information from an expert that we need to try to go through and see if everything's accurate that they're looking at. That's going to take time, and I'd like an opportunity to be able to, you know, adequately go through that and respond to that type of a report.
Mr. Broughton, do you plan on supplying additional expert materials which weren't provided at the informal conference?
No, Your Honor. I guess my position would be that what we're doing here is redundant because we've already had a full day of hearing to produce this. To the extent Mr. Mann is producing something new, I mean, I think that it's fair for both parties to be producing these reports on Friday, and so I think that the mine should also be producing simultaneous reports from its witnesses indicating a summary of what they're going to be testifying about, but I certainly don't anticipate anything voluminous. My entire point here is that I don't know how I'm going to get this done to begin with, so I don't think it's going to be anything voluminous or unexpected or beyond what was already presented at the informal hearing.
Your Honor, then, if that's the case, I mean, I don't anticipate it being a problem. At the informal, there were, you know, Mr. Anderson and Mr. Locken had, you know, like a series of photographs, and Mr. Locken had some photographs of some borings and that. I mean, to the extent that that's what we're talking about, that's fine. I'm just more concerned if we've got a couple, you know, 20-30 page reports that, you know, we have to go through and make sure are accurate. That's, you know, really what I'm more concerned about. But I guess we can kind of wait and see on Friday. But on the flip side of that, I don't have any type of report or anything new or anything like that that I intend to submit either. So.
Okay, well, if we do have something unexpected come up, maybe we can have another conference next Friday after we see those materials, or I guess we'll just have to address it at the beginning of the hearing, how we're going to deal with that. All right, are there other issues the parties want to discuss this morning?
Just one, Your Honor. This is John Hsu. Mr. Barron is right that probably when the commission discussed their decision whether to recommend not extending the time period out, that they didn't have the information available. I generally knew, but I know there wasn't any filing or I hadn't received anything to present to them at that point in time. If the voice are going to put in a more formal request on that, when can we expect that? Because for the commission, that's a scheduling matter. Because I'd probably need to get them all three in a room to have that discussion again.
Mr. Broughton, if I heard you correct, you said you were going to have that file sometime today?
That's correct, Your Honor. And just so that you have notice of this, I don't think it's something you've probably been apprised of, but prior to the informal conference, we had filed a motion to disqualify Mr. Mann. Based on the fact that he was a judge in the proceeding, and because this is a formal proceeding and the prior ALJ, part of his decision was that he didn't believe the rule applied to an informal hearing, we also intend to refile that and to make sure that we're preserving those arguments, and because we think that it's applicable in a different way to a formal hearing. So our intent is to get both the motion to continue as well as that motion disqualified filed today.
Okay. So, Mr. Hsu, I assume you're going to want to discuss that with the commission before filing a position on it?
Yes, Your Honor. I think I probably should have a discussion with them. And so if we get today, I'm sure early next week I'd be able to tee that up with them and then have a discussion.
Okay. So I won't issue a ruling on that until I hear from you, Mr. Hsu. And Mr. Mann, I don't know, are you going to file something in writing as well?
Well, absolutely. We'll be filing a response in opposition to the motion to disqualify. Your Honor, when can you rule on that? Because we've got a hearing on, you know, a week from Monday that needs to take place. So obviously, you know, the mind's going to need to know if for some reason that OAH changed their mind on the disqualification issue. In that event, they're going to need new counsel. But so I need to know, I guess, when a ruling's going to take place on that motion.
I will rule on it as soon as I have everything from the parties. I mean, I think this is an unusual situation where we're addressing these type of motions a week before the hearing. So I will try to get that out as quick as I can. But I want the parties to have the opportunity to address it in the record as well.
I mean, if it's the same motion as before, I file the same response as before. I guess we'll wait and see what's filed, but I mean, we're talking about prejudice. That's, you know, I don't know why that couldn't have been brought, you know, right when they filed for the request for a formal. But anyway, we'll deal with it once I see it.
Okay. All right. Other issues? Mr. Mann, did you have anything else you want to discuss?
I don't, Your Honor. Thank you.
Mr. Broughton?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, regarding the motion to disqualify, I think that's something that you wouldn't need to wait for response from the commission. I think they will rely on your judgment on that matter.
Okay, so you don't anticipate them taking a position on that?
I don't anticipate them taking a position on that.
Okay. Sounds...
Your Honor, if I could interject.
Sure.
There's the possibility that we would want the commission to weigh in on this because in our position, we essentially have a judge, a former judge in this proceeding representing the mine, and we think that's highly prejudicial. And so I think that we're going to want to ensure that the commission has reviewed that motion and understands the relief being requested. And I haven't looked recently, but I think there's a provision where we can request that the commission actually weigh in on a motion, and with something of this nature, I think there's a good chance we would want that. So one way or another, I think we're going to want the commissioners to weigh in on that.
Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, he certainly could make that request, and the commission can just choose whether they would like to or not at that time.
Okay. All right, Mr. Broughton, anything further?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Hsu?
Nothing, Your Honor.
All right, then I will note for a record, it's 9:31 a.m. That concludes our pre-hearing conference, and like I mentioned, I will rule on these motions as quickly as the motions and the responses are filed. So I thank you, everybody, for making themselves available.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yep, goodbye.
Bye-bye.